My marketing procurement journey was not a choice. It was not linear, and I was certainly not trained for it. So my story is maybe somehow like yours, but does it have to be for the next generation of marketing procurement leaders? I'm Majid Soami, homegrown marketing procurement leader who turned president of a global business. Marketing procurement has gone mainstream, but remains uncharted, misunderstood, and sometimes undervalued. So this podcast aims at better codifying marketing procurement. Hello, marketing procurement family. In this first episode, I'd like to share a bit about my journey in marketing procurement. I think it's important for us as a community to tell our stories because it helps address many questions that students or junior buyer have about their future in the function, or even address some questions that are important for organizational leaders as they think about structuring much better the function and the skill set required to be successful marketing procurement leaders. I just want to share with you my story. Maybe you can relate because some points are similar to your stories. My journey in marketing procurement, there was not a choice. It was not linear and I was not trained for it. I use most transferable skills. So first, let me start with maybe telling you how I got into procurement. My first working experience has been in the beauty industry with L'Oréal. Using that engineering background, I studied in quality engineering. I wanted to discover a bit more about my surrounding environment because I was working in a lab, but surrounded by a huge manufacturing plant. And that led me to first manufacturing and then process engineering, working in production line. That's really where my haha moment came to life related to procurement. What I really enjoyed and what piqued my interest for this function was the fact that they were really externally focused. While I was spending most of my time inside the plant, I was never seeing the procurement people. I was seeing them only when we had to go to meet some suppliers externally, and that's it. So that external focus always attracted me. The second thing that I noticed back in the days was the fact that the procurement team was meeting quite often with the lead team. So I attached in my imagination some form of importance to that because they had a very simple access to the general manager of the site. They were almost on weekly meetings with the board of the plant, and they were the cool guys really hanging out with the senior leadership, even at lunch or at the coffee break. One third thing is when I started to sit in meetings with them, what I quite enjoyed observing was their skill set when it comes to negotiating with suppliers and what drove my desire to move from engineering to procurement in the first place. So how I got there? I decided to invest into my own education and I took a part-time MBA and I looked into every single MBA worldwide and I did not find one single school or education curriculum dedicated only to procurement. So what I've done is, again, not by choice, but because it included several procurement modules, I signed up for a part-time MBA in supply chain and procurement. That module really was two-thirds supply chain and one-third procurement. But still, I went for it. My dream was really about working in direct procurement, which was the only type of procurement that I knew back then. I applied to 7 different types of industries, mostly driven again by this direct procurement thinking and mindset. The reason why I joined FMCG is really because I got a dream opportunity to join Procter & Gamble, but there was a but. It was not for my dream job. While the company made me dream, the industry is definitely an industry that I enjoy. And the fact to relocate internationally was super exciting for me. There was no job in direct procurement. There was a more urgent need in marketing procurement. And really, that was the first time that I came across that name with big question marks. I was like, what is this marketing procurement? I never heard about it before. I've never interacted with marketing procurement when I was in the plant. Nowhere in part-time MBA in supply chain and procurement was it mentioned anything about marketing procurement. So what is that? And that feeling really was stuck with me for a while, because when I signed up, I said, okay, I will take a leap of faith and I will join marketing procurement without knowing really what it is. What I discovered, hang with me, it was maybe more than 15 years ago. So at the time, there was nothing. My onboarding was just, as I can recall it, very nice and friendly with a lot of warm and welcoming people. I was very impressed. I was very humble coming in such a company. Everybody that I interacted with was super impressive. I felt quite intimidated in the beginning. But on the job itself, there was nothing. So it was really a white page. I remember being completely puzzled about it because I was coming from a very structured world, engineering background, scientific. So basically everything was measured, processed, archived. And here I am. Welcome to marketing procurement. My job is a white piece of paper. There is very limited spend data. There is no clear internal stakeholder and there is no supply base. So if you accept it, your mission is to create your own job. That was kind of the brief. Of course, there was a surrounding onboarding, which was very well done, very structured. But on the job itself, there was a lot of gaps and blanks to fill in. Everything had to be done, which back then, with my level of seniority in marketing procurement, was quite disturbing. So in that first job as a buyer, I had a very wide scope that added some complexity to the challenge because it was about dealing with celebrities, very important contracts for endorsing the brands, high stakes alliances and external partnerships. I discovered new industries that I did not know before, like the music industry, the endorsement industry. And those type of negotiation were complex and not quite the type of negotiation that you would conduct if you come into an established procurement role with an established supply base, commercial terms that needs to be optimized and refined year on year, but that has a more historical background that you can rely upon. Here, it was really a world of first deal with that celebrity, first contract with that music band, first external partnership with that company. So it was, again, going from one white page to the other. Hindsight, that was one of the richest period and one of the steepest learning curve that I had in my career. I always had that struggle between going back to direct procurement and then embracing indirect. Right now, I would say that the other way around, it would be quite hard. And I think many of you can relate to that, to go back from marketing procurement into direct procurement. So that led me over time to grow into the marketing procurement organization to the point where I got to a senior leadership position, sitting on procurement lead teams, and then interacting with the rest of the procurement function and the broader supply chain organization. The next challenge that I now proactively looked for was create a marketing procurement organization. Because in my first experience at P&G, the procurement organization was already there, but I never had the chance to create the function. So I joined an overall company, General Mills, in the food industry at a time of transformation. And the specific mission was to establish the marketing procurement function from scratch, which is exactly what I was looking for. In this experience, what I used is really what I learned over the past years, which is how important is the connection with all the internal stakeholders. I use some of my challenging experience in terms of learning onboarding into marketing procurement to help set some of the journey people would come onto to learn as junior buyer, as senior buyer, or as people that we get from other function to learn marketing procurement. And also using that to establish working processes, ways of working between the global team, the regional team, and the local buyers. Partly thanks to all the knowledge and transferable skills that I acquired in marketing procurement, now I run a global business as president. In my role, I'm fully in charge of the entire P&L, the bottom line and the top line. Having said all of that, my marketing procurement journey was not a choice. It was not linear, and I was certainly not trained for it. So my story is maybe somehow like yours, but does it have to be for the next generation of marketing procurement leaders? How about educating them more about marketing procurement? How about codifying the learning journey and the skill set required, providing specific trainings to marketing procurement leaders from marketing procurement leaders? So those are just few examples of things I want us to achieve with this podcast. Hey, marketing procurement family. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this episode. If you like it, give it 5 stars on Apple Podcast. We have another great episode coming up next week, so remember to subscribe. And feel free to invite others to join our marketing procurement community. Look forward to seeing you again next week. In the meantime, take care of yourself and take care of each other.